From NPR News, this is a special Thanksgiving Day edition of All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Mary Chapin Carpenter lives in a white house on a green hilltop with the Blue Ridge Mountains visible in all directions.
With every hour of the day, the mountains take on a different color. There's a little bit of clouds, haze right now, as you can see, but they look pretty blue, and then other days they look purple. And so we always feel like every day they look different.
Mary Chapin Carpenter has produced 10 albums, and she spent the last two decades touring. Now, this is where she comes home. She and her husband, Tim Smith, call this quiet place Elysium. Mary Chapin sits on an antique couch in her living room, cradling her guitar. From her vast farmhouse window, she can see the sun shift over the mountains on the other side of the valley. A tiny black dog with brown paws named Mona curls up behind her back. With longtime collaborators John Jennings and John Carroll, she plays us a song about this place she calls home.
I don't really know how I got here this time. I was only just following orders, listening to the voice in my mind saying steer clear of margins and borders. So I wasn't thinking of where we would go on a cold afternoon. Through the mountains we drove, up a few hairpin turns and then spread out below. The valley appeared with the sun, like Elysium. I looked out the window and stared at the fields where the blue sky and green were colliding. I looked back at you and I knew we were sealed by a fate that has ways of providing. Yes, sometimes you get there in spite of the route, losing track of your life and what it's about. The road seems to know when to straighten right out. The closer you come to Elysium. With its pearly gates swinging wide open, the rest of us here are just knocking on wood, quietly, piously hoping. I could wonder if all of it led me to you. I could show you the arrows circles I drew. I didn't have a map. It's the best I could do on the fly and on the run. To dreams that were tethered like kites to the ground, to the bridges I burned, to then turning around. It was here in your heart I was finally found, and the last battle for Elysium. Oh, no.
The song's called Elysium. It's Elysium. Also the name of your farm here. Mm-hmm. Has being here in the Blue Ridge Mountains changed your music in some way?
The last record that I made, I wrote out here entirely. And I just felt like I had wonderful periods of creativity. And some people talk about, well, I think I'll go on a retreat and go try to write a record or something like that. And I can't think of any place I'd rather, or anything I'd rather not do. I'd rather be here, rather stay where I'm most familiar. I just think that I have felt lucky to be here in this place and to be able to be creative in this place. It feels like a treasure.
Let's listen to some more music.
Okay. This is a song called Between Here and Gone. It was the title song of the most recent record I came out with.
Tonight the moon came up, it was nearly full. Way down here on earth, I could feel its pull. The weight of gravity, or just the lure of light, made me want to leave my only home tonight. Yeah, I'm just wondering, how we know where we belong. Is it in a photograph or a dashboard poet's song? Well, I have missed my chance to right some ancient wrong. Should I find myself between here and gone? I could grab my keys and peel out in my truck, with every saint on board bringing me their luck. I could drive too fast like a midnight thief, as if there was a way to outrun the grief. Yeah, I'm just wondering how we know where we belong, in a song that's left behind, in a dream I couldn't wake from. Could I have felt the brush of a soul that's passing on, somewhere in between here and gone? I'm just a wondering how we know where we belong. Is it in the arc of the moon, leaving shadows on the lawn, in the path of fireflies, and a single bird at dawn, singing in between, here and gone.
As I listen to that song, I hear someone trying to find their place in the world, and I'm hoping you could help me understand a little bit more where you were at when you mm-hmm. wrote that.
Actually, I wrote this song after I learned about the passing of an extraordinary musician by the name of Dave Carter. He was a visionary songwriter. He was part of a duo called Carter and Grammer. His partner was Tracy Grammer. She continues to play his music. So this song was really about the notion that sometimes you don't know where you should be, sometimes you don't know what you should be doing, but you shouldn't fear what you don't know, and you should treasure every day.
Mary Chapin Carpenter talking about her song Between Here and Gone.